Thank you for tuning in to another edition of APC Podcast. Today I'm joined by Erin Stevens from Multnomah County. She's going to be talking about their product, Pocket Translator. How are you today, Erin?
I'm great, Ian.
So talk a little bit about this product and why it was created.
Sure. So we're really excited about the Pocket Translator tool. This tool is really a revision of an earlier APC product developed by the Cambridge Advanced Practice Center alumni site. They're no longer an APC, but we really loved this tool, and we thought that it could be really useful to the preparedness community, and just made some pretty simple revisions and updates based on research and trends that'll hopefully increase its effectiveness. Its objective is to really facilitate wayfinding or navigation through a pod operation, and overcome communication barriers that may exist. We really love this tool and hope that it gets out to health departments around the country.
And what types of challenges does this product help local health departments overcome?
So this product really helps those clients with auditory or visual disabilities or limited English proficiency better navigate through a pod. In essence, it's a communication tool that hopefully will help facilitate understanding and knowledge of a pod for up to 25 spoken languages that may present at a pod site. So it really helps the health department overcome language barriers that may exist in their community and really serve those who may be more disproportionately impacted by the event.
Does this product or any of its components help local health departments identify gaps or areas for improvement in their preparedness activities?
Yeah, again, I think health departments are always looking for tools and resources to help build those partnerships and relationships with community members. And this tool certainly allows them to do that, either before a response through a training or exercise, or, you know, certainly during a response in the moment of need. It definitely addresses many of the FEP capabilities also, which is hugely beneficial to LHDs as they, you know, move forth with their planning. It really offers a way to enhance preparedness efforts with culturally specific or vulnerable populations also, which is a gap for a lot of health departments. The goal is really better to communicate and assist those who might otherwise face, again, disproportionate impacts from a public health incident.
Did you have any collaborators or subject matter experts help with this creation?
Yeah, we did. We worked really closely with subject matter experts, as well as a translation service. You know, we did develop this tool. We added 10 additional languages to this tool, so we had to work closely with a translation service to verify all of the language translations for all 25 languages. We also worked with and had conversations with Barbara Fox from the Kentucky Cabinet of Health and Family Services, and she helped create many of the pictograms that we adopted and integrated into this tool. And those pictograms were really found to be kind of the new standard in terms of the market research that we did around the country. So currently this tool is being used or being field tested by two large health departments in Houston and San Diego, and we're really excited to assess feedback and make improvements as necessary.
Is there a lot of funding and staff or equipment required to use this product?
Not at all. I think the biggest resource in terms of money is just the printing costs. We did make a revision. We changed the pictograms from their original colored format to stark black and white, which should help with printing costs in terms of being able to print in black and white or grayscale versus color. But, you know, the tool is a two-part tool, and it's pretty self-explanatory and pretty clear, and it really just consists of a bunch of pictograms with translated captions, both in English and then the translated language. You know, if health departments choose to alter the products, they would probably need to invest in, you know, a design software. So they'd probably need the Adobe Creative Suite package so that they're able to make, you know, adjustments to those design files, the design pictograms. And if they don't have the expertise on staff, they may need to look toward bringing on a graphic designer to make those changes. The other thing that I would mention is that it would probably be good for health departments to, if they haven't already, to start looking at their relationships out in the community and think about strengthening those relationships, you know, in order to kind of evaluate this tool's impact and effectiveness on their communities. It's a really great tool. It's a great way to connect with community partners prior to an incident to ensure that the tool will really be as useful and have the greatest impact that it can during an event.
Finally, Erin, Do you have any examples of how this product was used?
Sure. So we've actually been approached for this product, even without it being finalized, by several health departments. Folks are really interested in the content. Like I said, I think health departments are really searching for any tool that they can get their hands on to really enhance communication with diverse communities. And as we know, our cities in particular are becoming more and more diverse each year. Planners have been interested in using the tool for flu clinics over this past year, last fall into this winter. So that's been really great. And I just really think health departments are jazzed to have a real simple and clear resource to help overcome language barriers within a response. And like I said, we hope that many more health departments will approach us about this tool. We'd love for every health department in the country to have this tool on site.
Erin Stevens, thank you so much for joining us today.
No problem. Thanks, Ian.
You've just heard from Erin Stevens from the Multnomah County APC talking about their product, Pocket Translator. Thank you for downloading this edition of the APC podcast. To download more APC podcasts, please visit our website at apc.naho.org.